Last week, APR commentator Steve Flowers managed a unique feat. He was able to pair state politics with the annual Iron Bowl rivalry game between the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Auburn Tigers. This week, Steve does something similar. This time, it's politics and the literary history of one Alabama town.
Folks, the city of Monroeville rests at the edge of the Black Belt in southern Alabama, its closest major city is Mobile. Monroeville prides itself on being the literary city of Alabama. Indeed, given its size, it boasts numerous literary successes. However, the primary reason for its claim to fame is that it is the home of the late Harper Lee, author of To Kill a Mockingbird. To say that the novel is the most famous book written by an Alabamian would be an understatement. Harper Lee's book was published in 1959, and it was made into a movie in 1962. The book is considered one of the most influential novels ever written, and is printed in more than 30 different languages. Her book is just as famous as Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind. Both authors are very similar. Both wrote about their southern hometowns, and both disliked the limelight. Miss Lee probably never realized how successful or famous her book would become when she penned it. She simply wrote an allegory about her childhood growing up in Monroeville. Old-timers who grew up with Miss Lee in Monroeville can easily identify all the characters in the book, including Boo Radley. Harper Lee was known by her friends in Monroeville as Nell. Her father was a small-town Monroeville lawyer. He was quiet and reserved, but much respected for his integrity, honesty, and resolve. Not many people are aware that her father served 12 years in the Alabama legislature. Old folks who remember him say he played golf once a week in his suit. This reserved and private trait was definitely passed on to his daughter, Nell Harper. Soon after her book became popular and she became known worldwide, she seemed to withdraw into her privacy. It became even more pronounced as she got older. She was basically a recluse for the last 30 years of her life. She seldom granted interviews and signed very few books. While she was in good health, she'd walk from her small, modest home in Monroeville to get the local paper, the Monroe Journal. The award-winning paper was read religiously by Nell Harper. Her father was the editor for 18 years, from 1927 to 1949, in conjunction with his law practice. A lot of folks don't know either that Nell Harper Lee and Truman Capote were cousins. The New York media loved the flamboyant Capote, and some even insinuated that Truman Capote had written To Kill a Mockingbird for Miss Lee. This is far from the truth. In fact, it is probably more likely that she helped the troubled alcoholic Capote write his famous book, In Cold Blood, a lot more than he helped her with her book. Miss Lee resented the New York media accusation, and many say that's why she vigorously avoided the media and any interviews. One day she was asked why didn't she write another novel. Finally, she told him simply, "Why should I? I've got nowhere to go but down." She and Margaret Mitchell will go down in history as among the greatest Southern writers. Mitchell and Miss Lee can each lay claim to writing one of the best-known and most-read novels in history, Gone with the Wind and To Kill a Mockingbird. Nell Harper Lee put Monroeville on the map. A visit there reveals the town has been made into a testament to the book. The old courthouse, seen in the movie, has been preserved to replicate the courthouse seen in the movie. There are hotels and restaurants named Mockingbird and Boo Radley. Old-timers still reminisce about Gregory Peck's time in Monroeville. A visit to Monroeville to see the old courthouse museum is a must for anyone interested in Alabama literary history.
Thank you all for listening.